City meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, June 28, 2023. The time is 1:03 p.m. We are meeting in the Denali Room of the Anchorage Legislative Information Office building. For those present here, please silence your cell phones. This is Representative Carpenter serving as chair. Today we have the following members physically present with us here in the room: Senator Hoffman, Senator Kawasaki, Senator Hoffman, myself, and I'd like to have this opportunity for those members of the committee to introduce themselves who are online with us.
Stedman's here.
Representative
Johnson. This is Bill Walkowski. Bill Walkowski here.
This is Frank Tomaszewski here.
This is Rep. Ortiz sitting in for Representative Josephson.
Representative Johnson, did I hear you online? I am showing her as logged into the system here. Representative Johnson, are you online? Maybe she has to unmute herself. What's the star six or something to unmute? She's here. Okay, thank you. Okay, assisting us today is Romo Morrison and Dana Nichols here for the LIO moderator team, and Sophia Tenney in Juneau is with House Records and will be helping us today. We have a quorum to do business. Our first item of on the agenda is the approval of minutes of the previous meeting. Senator Kaufman, may I have a motion, please?
Yes, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes for the May 18, 2023 meetings as presented.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes from the previous meeting? Seeing none in the room, is there any objection online? Hearing none, the meeting minutes from May 18th are approved. Our next item on the agenda is the presentation of RPL 16-2024-0130. And brief at ease. Okay, we're back on the record. Today we have with us Alexi Painter, Director of Legislative Finance Division, and he is with us online, and he will present the RPL 16-2024-0130 to the committee. Director Painter, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. So we have before you RPL number 16-2024-0130. The department is the Department of Health, Appropriation Public Health, Allocation Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. This RPL is for $460,000 of statutorily designated program receipts, or SDPR, fund code 1108. And it's for fiscal year 2024, expanding authority given in House Bill 39, the omnibus budget that was recently signed into law. So by way of background, Alaska is party to a $26 billion settlement with a manufacturer and three distributors of opioids. Alaska will receive about $58.5 million over the next 18 years. We've already received more than $9 million of that amount and expect to get about $3 million a year going forward. The settlement allows the funds to be used by states and local governments on abatement of the opioid epidemic. Here in Alaska, the governor signed Administrative Order 324, which established the Governor's Advisory Council on Opioid Remediation, and that council was tasked with determining the state's plan for using these funds. In April of this year, the governor submitted legislation. In the Senate, it was Senate Bill 133, and in the House, HB 171, that were based on recommendations by that advisory council. The legislation was not heard in either body during the 2023 session because it was submitted about a month ago. The legislation proposed to place the funds into a special account and then only spend a 5% percent of market value draw out of that account, essentially turning that $58.5 million into a perpetual fund that could be used for opioid remediation indefinitely. The $460,000 on this RPL matches the first year of the POMV draw under that legislation. So essentially this RPL is following what would have, part of what would have happened with that bill, except without all of the funds and those mechanics, but it is the same spending amount. And there is existing statutory designated program receipt authority for this in this allocation. And this allocation, this program performs similar work addressing the opioid epidemic. So we don't see any technical or legal issues or fiscal issues at all with this RPL. I think you may have legal advice from Legislative Legal, but in our informal conversations, they said that they didn't really see any legal issues. I do want to point out a couple of potential policy questions with this RPL, however. Sometimes with the RPL process, the legislature has often sought to limit it to inflexible sources of funds. So where there's not really, we have a particular grant for a particular purpose, there's not really a whole lot of ability of the legislature or the governor to direct it to a particular purpose. In this case, there is some flexibility with these funds within the broader framework of abating the opioid epidemic. You could question whether the 5% POMV approach is a proper one to do with this fund, whether the recommendations that the council came out of are the right split of the funds and the right uses of the funds. And so it kind of leaves, is this appropriate for the RPL, or is this really a larger policy discussion that should be had by the full legislature? On the other hand, I would note that in the last few years, the legislature has often put in restrictions in the RPL appropriation aimed at eliminating the ability of the governor to use the RPL process for flexible sources of funds. The legislature did not do that in this case, so you know they did not close off that door. So again, there's nothing technically wrong with this, but I do want to flag potential policy questions about whether the use of the settlement should be a full legislature decision or whether the RPL process is appropriate. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions for me about this RPL.
Okay. With that, I would like to open this up for discussion. Can I have a motion?
I've moved. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong motion here. Lost my place.
Brief at ease.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee move and approve RPL 16-2024 as presented.
And I will object for the purposes of discussion. Are there any discussion from members of the committee that are present here in the room? Is there anybody online that has questions or comments regarding this RPL? Hearing none, is there objection from the committee on approving the RPL? Hearing none, the RPL is approved. Our next item on the agenda is the legislative auditor presenting a memo following the Board of Chiropractors audit. Today we have Ms. Chris Curtis, State Auditor and Director of Legislative Audit, here to present. Good afternoon, Ms. Curtis.
This is Chris Curtis, State Legislative Auditor. And you all have a copy of the memo which follows up recommendations made in the 2021 audit of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. That was a sunset audit. The bill that passed to extend this board included uncodified law that required that I follow up those recommendations contained in the report. And they gave me a timeline for doing that, and it must be done by June 30th. So this was not an audit. We did not do it in accordance with standards. We did some limited procedures, which I outlined in the audit. If you turn to the back of this memo, you'll see the status of those two recommendations. We believe they're both resolved. The first recommendation had to do with the public member on the board not meeting qualifications, so that person has to be replaced with someone who does meet qualifications. And the second one had to do with a case we identified that was not being addressed timely. We did note that the division did request an additional investigative position, which that has been approved. And we did note that the specific case we looked at has been closed. So we do believe that this recommendation is resolved.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Curtis. And for the public's awareness, we'll make sure that this letter is posted online for all to see. Any questions from the committee before we move on? Any questions online? Okay, hearing none, our next order of business is to go into executive session to receive and discuss the audit release of the fiscal year 22 single audit and procurement for the audit of the Office of Children's Services. Is there objection today to going into executive session? I see none in the room. Is there an objection online? Okay, hearing none. Senator Coughlin?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Rule 22B3 for the discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential.
Okay, I ask that the following members remain in the room if they so choose: a legislative auditor and necessary staff for the auditor. Any legislators that are not on the committee are entitled to remain in the room. And any staff for legislators who are members of the committee are entitled to remain in the room as well. All others will need to have you vacate the room for the executive session. We'll take a brief at ease. This is the legislative and budget audit meeting. For the record, we've got Senator Hoffman, Senator Kawasaki, Senator Kaufman, and myself, Chair Carpenter, in the room in the Anchorage LIO, and online, we should still have, let's just take a quick roll call here. Senator Stedman, are you still online? Senator Wilkowski, are you still online? Representative Johnson, are you still online?
Yes, I'm here.
Representative Tomaszewski, are you still online?
Yes, I am still online.
Representative Ortiz, are you still online?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm still online.
Senator Wilkowski, are you still with us? Senator Stedman, are you still with us? Brief at ease. We still have quorum, we do. And that is the members present as we come out of executive session. During the executive session, a summarize that we discussed with the legislative auditor, the audit release of the fiscal year 22 single audit, and procurement of the OCS audit. And specifically about the OCS audit, there's a ongoing audit from 2018 that was delayed because of COVID. And the portion that is being, the second part of that audit is being taken up now. And a procurement process is beginning to find a contractor to do the audit of the management structure of the Department of Family Services. At our next meeting, hopefully we will have a contract to review and authorize at that time. So with that said, and that summary of what we discussed, Senator Kaufman, do you have a motion?
Yes, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve audit release of the FY22 single audit.
Is there an objection in the room? Seeing none, is there an objection online? Hearing none, the motion passes. The fiscal year 22 single audit will be released, and that will become a matter of public record for the public to review. Okay, any comments from the committee members before we adjourn? Senator Kaufman.
Thank you, Representative Kaufman here. I just want to say to Ms. Curtis and her team for all of this work that's done to dig through all of this and produce it. It's a lot of work, and it's very important work. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Senator Kaufman. Are there any questions or comments online? Okay, hearing none. This concludes our business today. Let the record reflect it is 2:27 p.m. and we are adjourned.